I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, several post-Olympians hope to propel the Canadian Women's Hockey League into the big time. But first, here to discuss the Men's Hockey League trying to break into the big time, namely the NHL, is Helene Elliott of the Los Angeles Times. Welcome back, Helene.
Wait a minute. You don't consider the NHL big time?
I just couldn't resist in a little kind of turnaround.
Oh, sure. But... in the spirit of the season.
Yeah,
really nice.
Yeah,
right. I hope you're proud of yourself.
It's Christmas, for goodness sake. Sidney Crosby's point streak now stands at 20 games, but Pittsburgh has lost 2 games in a row. Should that be a big concern for the Penguins?
No. I mean, this NHL season is so long, there's going to be times when there's the proverbial peaks and valleys, and you just can't keep up that level of play for 82 games. It would be impossible, and there's really no point in it because you'll wear yourself out before the playoffs. The way he's been playing lately, it's just an incredible statement of how good this guy is, and when he wants to and when he can. I mean, everything just falls in place for him. I mean, those were Gretzky-esque numbers, or should that be Gretzkian? I don't know, but
Gretzky-esque would probably be okay. The all-time point streak, of course, belongs to Wayne Gretzky, who notched points in 51 straight games. This is back in 1983 and 84. So is Crosby the guy who can break that record?
I think that's one of those records like DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak that I don't think will ever be broken.
Washington Capitals standout and Crosby arch nemesis Alex Ovechkin will appear with Crosby this coming Monday on The Price is Right. What will they be doing there, and do you think it will involve intimidation or even fisticuffs on the lavish Price is Right set?
That would be great. They fight over Plinko or something, you know? Fight over the 39-cent can of tuna?
Oh,
I don't know.
Anything.
It's a promotional thing for the NHL's Winter Classic game, the outdoor game that has now become an annual tradition on New Year's Day. And the NHL, you know, to its credit, it's waking up to the fact that, you know, we have a pretty good thing here. Let's promote this. Of course, they seem to forget that there are, you know, 28 other teams in the NHL who really should be promoted as well. But as long as they have Pittsburgh and Washington to promote, they're very happy.
The two worst teams in the NHL, the New Jersey Devils and the New York Islanders, are in the Atlantic Division. I'm wondering whether the league should consider sort of realigning things and spreading the misery around by putting one of those teams in another division.
Call it the Titanic Division, I suppose. It's just been incredibly awful, and you know, the Devils are not getting much sympathy because a lot of teams around the league thought they were crazy to pay the kind of money to Ilya Kovalchuk that they paid him this past summer as a free agent. I mean, they tried to pay him $102 million, and the league rejected the contract and ended up paying him, quote-unquote, only $100 million, which I'm sure you'd settle for.
I'd have to give it some thought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd settle for it. I've given it enough thought.
Okay. I like that about you. So decisive. His numbers are terrible as a team. They've been awful. And a lot of people are sitting there and kind of snickering and not bothering to hide it either.
The Coyotes' bid to stay in Phoenix cleared a hurdle this week after the team's lease agreement with the city of Glendale was renegotiated and local officials were assured that the incoming owner would keep the team where it is. Are the team, the league, and the city better off with the Coyotes in Arizona than would be the case if they moved to Ontario, say?
Well, if you're Canadian, the answer to that is no, eh? it's a tough one because I think that the city of Glendale, Arizona, put itself into a very deep hole by building that arena. So when Matthew Hulsizer, the Chicago businessman who wants to buy the franchise, came into the picture, I mean, he's going to get a great deal because the folks in Glendale are just so desperate to have the team stay there and not lose their shirts. They're going to give him, I think, their belts and pants and socks. It's just incredible the sweetheart deal this guy's going to get. And he's also going to get an option to buy the arena, too.
Mark Scott, the retired news director at WBFO Radio in Buffalo, wrote this week to chastise me for failing to acknowledge the death of Hall of Fame hockey writer Jim Kelly back on November 30th. Helene, how will you remember Mr. Kelly?
He was just a terrific guy with a wonderful sense of humor, couldn't spell to save his life, but he was funny and smart. I mean, I remember reading some of his raw copy and going, holy moly, and him saying, that's why there are copy editors. So he kept a lot of copy editors employed for many years, but it was what he said, not the spelling that mattered. And he was never afraid of anyone, never afraid to challenge anyone. And he just his passion for the game always came through. Even if you're scolding somebody, you knew he was doing it because it was for the betterment of the team or the game or the fans of the game. And Jim was a wonderful voice and a wonderful friend to hockey and a wonderful friend to all of us hockey writers. And we'll all miss him.
In 2 weeks, the National Hockey League's fourth annual Winter Classic will take place at Pittsburgh's Heinz Field. Weather permitting, will you be there in Pittsburgh?
No, I will not. I kind of think I retired from the outdoor game circuit after they had the one at Wrigley Field. I figured they couldn't top that one. Red Wings and Blackhawks, to me, that was the ultimate. You know, I think it's a great thing for the league. It's a great promotional tool. It's become an annual event, and people look for it, or at least the league hopes they'll be looking for it on TV. And, you know, it's one thing the league can play up and can get maybe some non-hockey fans, you know, get the casual fans to start watching the game by staging that event.
I'm rooting for the Penguins to sign Steelers safety Troy Polamalu to a one-day contract for that fourth annual Winter Classic, because I would really like to see that hair streaming out behind a hockey helmet, wouldn't you?
Oh, that would be great. I could just see that. I love that idea. I'd call Gary Bettman right now if he hadn't stopped taking my calls.
Mine, too. That's what a coincidence.
Oh, no.
Aline Elliott writes for the LA Times, and we are glad that she is our go-to hockey person here at Only a Game as well. Aline, thanks and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
So let's remember it's December before we drop the gloves. Even goons like yourself deep down need to be loved. Lower your high.